The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus went with James and John straight to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law had gone to bed with fever, and they told him about her straight away. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were possessed by devils. The whole town came crowding round the door, and he cured many who were suffering from diseases of one kind or another. He also cast out many devils, but he would not allow them to speak because they knew who he was. In the morning, long before dawn, he got up and left the house and went off to a lonely place and prayed there. Simon and his companions set out in search of him, and when they found him, they said, "Everybody is looking for you." He answered, "Let us go elsewhere, to the neighboring country towns, so that I can preach there too, because that is why I came." And he went all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, casting out devils. The Gospel of the Lord. I had a priest friend who died a few years ago, but everything with him was a point. Everything was just a point, like that all the time. And in the end, he was so wound up, he went to the doctor. And the doctor said, "Oh, it's stress. You must have less stress." And he said, "Stress? Stress? I've had stress all my life." Just like that. And he told us the story afterwards. And I always think of it today, because the three readings are about people: Job, Paul, and Jesus, all under stress. You may think that the Job reading doesn't easily seem to link up with the gospel until you recognize that the context of Jesus at prayer is the stress of being misunderstood and being restricted by his own popularity. And that was Job's situation, a part of Job's situation too. But Mark has a way of dealing in threes sometimes with incidents. And three times he pictures Jesus at prayer. Luke has Jesus at prayer many occasions, but quite different. But Mark, Jesus seems to be under stress each time that he goes to prayer to the Father. And that's because of who he is and who the people are questioning as to who and what he is. That might be picked up next Sunday in the reading. But also, you see, he didn't allow the devils to speak, to shout out who he was, because they knew. And that's because he was under stress to do the Father's will. And what they were trying to do, which is what Simon and the others come and say, "Everybody's looking for you. We want you to stay where you are." They were pulling him away from his real task, which was preaching the gospel. Stress is a bit like tuning a musical instrument so that it's a guitar or any stringed instrument. And too little tension on the string and the note is flat and it sounds dull and floppy. But too much tension and the note's sharp and grates on the nerves. And when we are the same, stimulated but insufficiently so, or stretched, then life can be flat and stale, and things we're hearing like it's boring, we're lacking energy, all those things. But if we're overstretched, then we can be brittle at the edges, nervous, and people will know that because we're agitated and we're ready to snap at them at the slightest thing. Job's strings had lost its zip and energy. The ending, if he won't see joy again, he's feeling, which he does, but in this middle bit, it's there. And he's no hope in his heart. You know, he's feeling depressed and down. I think we can all resonate with Job, can't we? Because when you have those sleepless nights, you think, when will it be morning? And, oh, during the day, when will it be bedtime? And we know those times. In the second reading, Paul meets a stress of another kind, really. In a way, he's almost too wound up, often found him a difficult companion and anybody to live with. Can you imagine? If I was thinking, Peter and Paul, the great apostles, could you think of anybody worse to live with? In a way, that's what a lot of Paul's companions found him very difficult. Because he'd got great energy, he's wound up, he's nothing to boast of except the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going a bit like that friend of mine. Everything's a point, and he's going on and on, and he's sort of wound up in a way with the apostolic task that's been given him, almost overzealous, which comes over from the reading. And for Paul, it's easier to be active and doing something. What would trouble him would not be able to do anything at all, or a time of idleness. And he's got that sense of duty must be done and the pressure on him to become all things to all people and all that sort of thing. So we can see different stress, but it's there. Jesus, also under stress, needs to pray. He's been preaching, he's been healing, he's been teaching, and he's involved in this great power struggle between good and evil. The devils know who he is. They're all around him. And he withdraws. And it says, in the morning, but very early, before dawn, he got up and he went and prayed to the Father. And there, he recovers his serenity. Also reminding him of his great mission. So he's not going to be deflected by the disciples saying, look, come on, you must stay here because the people are around you. No, we're moving on because that's the right way. Because the two parts of his life come together, and so with the serenity that that brings with the Father, inner peace is restored. Because his roots were in the Father. And if we're rooted, the best way to grow strong is to be deeply rooted. We know that. And that's why the lesson in all this stress is rooted in God, in Jesus. That's where he was. Now, obviously, stress is an important part of life. We all go through it. And a right amount of stress is good for us. But too much of it, and it isn't, and not enough of it, and also it's getting the balance right, as often so much of life always is. But if we're overstressed and we disregard it, we pay for it with frayed nerves, fractious temper, and all that sort of thing. And various health problems then come along. So it's taking that time when we're in that to recognize what we need. And the stress of each day is saying that we need that moment like the Lord did with the Father. In the front of the newsletter, in one of the comments, it said something to do is find 15 minutes a day just to sit and to be with the Lord, just to pray. It was Cardinal Hume always said, if you say, I'll pray for half an hour, you won't find half an hour. Just find a few minutes. And he said, when you've found a few minutes, you can lengthen them a bit. Very wise. But it's that, taking that time. When we are stressed out, whatever way we know, is just a few minutes, just but be with the Lord. That's what Jesus knew. He needed to be rooted again with the Father. Because when we are Lord of creation that we sang, seeking his will in all things, that opening hymn spoke about, for in his will is our peace.